Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hey there, PeopleStack family. The topic of the week are the five insidious, the five subtle yet harmful and silent diseases that plague technical managers. We're talking about identity pain. We're talking about identity diseases that chip away at who we are, that make us feel less than our best selves, that make us lose our self-respect, that make us feel like we're not enough, that make us feel like we're not loved. And on the last episode, I covered two of those diseases. There's five total, so I'm going to cover three of them today. The other three. And these are patterns that we've noticed. These are specific to technical managers. So this is why, like, when you describe this stuff to other people who aren't technical managers, who aren't struggling to upgrade their careers, they may not get it because this is specific to our world. And I'm not saying that other people can't experience them. They can and they do, but there's something very special and unique and uniquely challenging about the path towards upgrading your career as a technical manager and what that means and the environment that you're in and the specific kinds of challenges and hurdles that you're going to face. And it helps to have someone who knows what you're going through and who can say, I get you. I got you. We can help. And that's why we're doing this. That's why I'm sharing these patterns that we've noticed to shed some light, to give you some clarity around the kinds of pain, the kinds of identity pain, in addition to the emotional and physical pain that you may be experiencing. So you could shed light on it, so you can know that you're not the only one who experiences this, because people don't talk about this stuff. People don't want to talk about it. They don't know how to talk about it. It's really hard to put into words, but that's our specialty. We notice these patterns, we put it into words, and we shed light onto it so that you can get the help that you need, so that you can upgrade your career and banish these diseases, banish this identity pain from your life and from your career forever, because it doesn't need to be there. It doesn't need to be. So just as a quick recap, the first two forms of identity pain, identity diseases that we talked about on the last episode was death by 1,000 paper cuts and fear of irrelevance and invisibility. I went into a little bit of detail about what those are in the last episode, so you can check that out. A death by 1,000 paper cuts is basically around those daily subtle stresses that just add up and add up and add up. And fear of irrelevance, fear of invisibility. I'm not enough. I'll never be enough. I'll never be able to stay on top of the fast-changing tech world. I'm just going to become irrelevant. I'm not smart enough. I'm not good enough to be a technical leader. That's number two. Number three, I wanted to start this episode with number three because this is a really important one. It's discrimination. It's feeling like you're being discriminated against because of the color of your skin, because of your background, because of your socioeconomic status, because of your age, because of your gender, because of your sexual orientation, because of who you are. And you're discriminated against. And what I want to focus on here is that feeling of discrimination and how it eats away at you and how it hurts so much. But I'll also say, because I have to say it, that we all need to and will do more to make sure that discrimination because of race, gender, ethnicity, age, sexual orientation. It shouldn't exist. I don't use the word should a lot, but man, it just shouldn't exist. I look at my son and he loves everyone. He loves everyone. And just the thought that someone would discriminate against someone else just because their skin is black and his skin is white, it's completely alien to him. You love everyone. We love everyone. We're all human. So we're all going to do everything that we can to abolish discrimination from this world. What I'm focusing on here, again, is that the way that that affects you, because until it's abolished, it's still going to exist. Unfortunately, evil will still exist in the world. How do we deal with it? And how does it feel that you are being treated unfairly because of the color of your skin, because of your age, because of your sexual orientation, because of something about who you are that you're proud of? And it's a terrible feeling. It's that feeling of, you know, as a white female, I acknowledge my privilege. It's the femaleness. It's the fact that I'm a woman where I've experienced some of this. If I were a man, right, that's how I've experienced it. If I were a man, that wouldn't have happened. And it hurts. It hurts so much. It's, you know, for me, it's been like, can I just step into my man costume just for a minute so that people will recognize me, so that people will take me seriously? This happened a lot when I was first starting my business. And I got a lot of the, oh, little girl, you want to start the business. Okay, you got to make sure, you know, do you have your listening ears on? I'm kind of over-dramatizing, but it kind of felt like that, where especially older white males would treat me like that. And it just sucks. It just flat out sucks to be, and it's an identity pain and it's an identity disease, because it's so, yes, there is this disease that exists in the world where people discriminate and we're going to get rid of it. But the way that it feels inside us, of those who are discriminated against, is that it makes you question whether you're good enough. So that's how it's kind of similar to that fear of irrelevance, fear of invisibility. Like I said, there's a lot of overlap between these, but they each have their own subtle differences. And it's the subtlety of these, which is that makes it like that's why we don't talk about it, because it can be subtle. Like, you may have experienced outright discrimination and it wasn't subtle. And so, of course, you're experiencing these things. And what I want to do is shed a light on the more the subtle kinds of discrimination and how it feels. So that's another one of the forms of identity pain that you may be experiencing, is because you feel like you're discriminated against and it sucks. That's number three. Number four is settling for a comfortable, tolerable, unfulfilling existence. You're settling. You're settling for what's comfortable. You're settling for what's tolerable. You're settling for what's unfulfilling. And I borrowed this phrase. I wish I can take credit for it, but I can't. I borrowed this phrase from Tim Ferriss. It was in the 4-Hour Workweek. And it was, and he was talking about it in the context of fear setting and getting over your fears and how you can like really jump into what's possible. And what keeps most people from starting their own business, from living a life of freedom, is fear. And what really helps people to turn it around is to realize that if you don't grab your life, your career by the horns and let's do it, you are settling for a comfortable, tolerable, unfulfilling existence. And no one wants to do that. So, right, let that be the motivation to get you out of that. So this one's tricky because it can be hard to admit that you're settling for what's comfortable, that you're settling for being unfulfilled, because obviously that's not what we want. You want to build your dream career. You want to get that promotion. You want to get that raise. You want to get recognized, but yet you haven't been, and it's fear that's keeping you. So in order to get beyond that fear, you have to realize that a reason that you have not yet gotten to the next level in your career is that you're settling, and settling sucks. So that's, you know, some of you have not even realized that yet, that you're settling for a lack of success, for a lack of fulfillment, for just what's comfortable. Oh, I just want to be comfortable. I just want to be safe. I'll stay in this job that sucks because it's safe. I'm not going to ask for a promotion. I'm not going to try to even get to that next level. It's safe. It's comfortable where I am. Realize that that's what's stopping you. You want to be comfortable. And in order to get to that next level, in order to upgrade your career, there's going to be some discomfort, my friends. There's going to be some discomfort. Because you're going to be stretching the boundaries of what's possible, which means you're stretching the boundaries of your comfort zone. And so that's what's going to take. That's what it's going to take. And for some of you, though, you know you're settling. And that feeling of settling is, that's what's eating away at you. Like, you know you're settling, and what's keeping you may be a little bit of that fear of the discomfort and what's new, but it also could be like, I don't even know how, right? Like, I don't want to settle, but how do I move on? How do I move through this? And that's why you get help. You get help with the how. You don't have to figure out the how on your own. You know, that's what we're here for. So that's number four, is settling. I know you don't want to settle. You wouldn't be listening to this right now if you wanted to settle for a comfortable career, if you wanted to settle for a tolerable career, if you wanted to settle for an unfulfilling career. You wouldn't be listening to this right now. So don't settle. And then the last one is a lack of recognition and a loss of self-respect. We've had many, many clients use these two phrases together. Lack of recognition comes up again and again and again. This feeling of not being recognized. And this is similar to the irrelevance and the invisibility. But it's much more specific. It's much more, my boss doesn't recognize me. The senior leaders don't recognize me. They don't listen to me. It's like I'm talking, they look at me like I have two heads sometimes. It's like I'm talking a different language. I try and try and try my best, and I am excellent, and I am the best boss my team has ever had, but yet I am not recognized for it. Beyond a pat on the back and keep up the good work, if that. It's that lack of recognition, even though you're kicking ass and taking names. It's that, and then that's what makes you lose your self-respect, because you start to question, is this even worth it? Is it even worth it to work so hard to build my excellence as a leader, to keep bringing my teams to victory? Is it even worth it if if I'm not recognized, if we're not recognized, you start to lose your sense of self-worth for it. Because like, hey, hang on a second. I thought I was good at this. I actually thought I was good at this. And I thought that I had hard data to support that I was good at this, but yet I haven't gotten that raise. I haven't gotten that promotion, or I'm on the job market and no one's calling me back, and I haven't gotten that offer for that hell yes job. That's the evidence that you're looking for in the external world that what you're doing is working, and you're not getting that evidence. So you're losing your self-respect. You're losing your self-confidence because of the lack of recognition. That's what it looks like. That's what it feels like. So those are the five insidious. They're subtle yet harmful. The insidious, invisible, silent diseases, silent identity struggles that tech managers go through that are plaguing your career. Death by 1,000 paper cuts, fear of irrelevance and invisibility, discrimination, settling for a comfortable, tolerable, unfulfilling existence, and lack of recognition and loss of self-respect. If you're going through any of these right now, even if you're going through all of these right now, what I want you to know is that we hear you, we see you, we get you, and we got you. And I don't want to see you experiencing any of these. I don't want to see you tolerating any of these anymore, because you are a committed, amazing, intelligent technical manager who wants to upgrade your career, and you deserve to do that. And we are here to help you to do that. So as long as you're committed to getting to that next phase in your career, to serving your team, to building your excellence, to building a legacy as an amazing technical manager, as a technical leader, if you're committed to that, then we're committed to helping you. And it's time to book a call, thepeoplestack.com/book. We're going to get to the truth. And I'm not going to lie, there's going to be some discomfort. There's going to be some hard questions. But the only thing that you need to do to prepare for this call is just be ready to get to the truth about what's going on in your career right now and how these insidious, silent forms of identity pain are plaguing your career. Let's get to the truth of it. We got to shine a light on that darkness if we're going to move on. And we'll help you do that. We'll ask you the questions that you have not asked yourself because you don't know to ask yourself, or maybe you're a little bit resistant to it. We're going to help you go there, and we're going to do it with love. We're going to do it with caring so that you can get the clarity that you need and so that you can get the certainty that you need to decide what's next in your career. That's what these calls are about. If that's what you want, book one today, thepeoplestack.com/book. We're here for you, everyone. We are absolutely here for you. We understand what others don't, because what other coaches don't, what your friends don't, what your boss doesn't, because they have not spent 5 years and tens of thousands of conversations helping technical managers get out of the depths of hell, get out of the depths of this identity pain, and build their dreams. They have not done that. We have. We know the way. That's what we're here for. That's what we're committed to doing. You don't need to suffer anymore. You don't need to settle anymore. You don't need to go through your days wondering, am I enough? Do people love me? You are enough, and they do. All that needs to happen are just some subtle shifts in the way that you approach your career, and the way that you strategize for your career, and the way that you think about and feel through this journey of career upgrading. That's what we're there to help you do. We're there to guide you through that. So that's it for the week, folks. We'll talk to you again really soon. Take care. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO slash husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.